here they come again. The dynamic duo, Batman and Robin. The caped crusaders, fighting for righteousness and battling the evil forces of crime. Batman and Robin. In reality, Bruce Wayne and his young ward, Dick Grayson, live at the Wayne Mansion in Gotham City, where only their butler, Alfred, knows the secret of their true identities. From their hidden Batcave, with their fully equipped scientific laboratory deep beneath the Wayne Mansion, using the powerful Batmobile and Batplane, plus their own amazing physical skills and knowledge of criminology, Batman and Robin are able to strike out against the forces of evil wherever they may be. All the world knows of the famous exploits of Batman, his bravery and daring against the most deadly adversaries. But only a few people know the amazing story of the one time when Batman lost his nerve, when Bruce Wayne declared his career as Batman was ended. This is the story of what happened when Batman became a coward. One night in the Wayne Mansion, Bruce and his young ward, Dick Grayson, have just finished dinner when suddenly the bat phone rings. Rushing to the bat cave in his guise as the boy wonder, Robin waits for his partner.
Bruce, I've got the Batmobile warmed up and I'm all ready. How come you haven't changed into your costume yet?
It took some time to reach Commissioner Gordon. We've got to go to the Gotham Art Museum. Their silent burglar alarm registered. Maybe a robbery.
Okay, then, let's go. Here's your Batman costume.
No, I...
What is it? Bruce, why are you ripping the bat emblem off?
I don't know, but I must. I must.
Something's wrong with you. What is it?
Never mind, I'm all right. Come on, I'm ready. Now let's get going.
Worried by the Batman's strange behavior, Robin obeys him, and the dynamic duo quickly arrive at the Gotham Art Museum. Inside the darkened corridors, they approach the room where the alarm registered, and the two crime fighters see three shadowy figures looting a precious jewel case.
There they are. Hit the lights, Robin.
Hey, what?
All right, drop those jewels. You're caught.
Batman! Open the box. Let him have it.
Oh, no! Look! They released a bunch of bats!
No!
What?
No!
Get away from me!
Bats!
Get away from me!
Batman,
what is it?
What?
The crooks, no. They're escaping!
No! Get away from
Too
me!
Too late, they got away! What happened to you when they released those bats? What's wrong?
Nothing,
I just got rattled for a second.
And you dropped your batarang. Here it is.
No! Take it away! Take it away!
Batman, what's wrong with you? You've got to tell me!
Robin, I'm sorry, I've been afraid to tell you, but I can never wear the Batman costume again. My career as Batman is finished.
Oh, no. That's impossible. I've never seen you frightened before. You're shivering.
I can't talk about it now. Let's just go home, Dick.
What has happened to Batman? What could make Bruce Wayne want to abandon his role as Batman? And worst of all, what has turned him into a coward? For the answer, we must go back a few days to a meeting of the underworld in the secret laboratory of a renegade scientist named Professor Milo.
Other men have failed at crime because of Batman, but I shall succeed in defeating him through his own mind, through an artificial phobia.
Phobia? What's that, Milo?
A phobia is the psychological name for a fear of something. Napoleon, for example, was deathly afraid of cats. But Batman is afraid of nothing. So I have created a special fluid which will make Batman a cringing coward.
In that little bottle?
Yes. This liquid is so rare, I only have enough to use it just once. But when I do, Batman will become helpless to stop our march of crime.
A few days later, at a charity benefit where Batman and Robin were the guests of honor, Two sinister figures are at work inside the theater's lighting booth.
All set, Milo. Nobody knows I took the real projectionist's place.
Good. I've already painted my phobia liquid on the spotlight lens into the shape of a bat. Look, Batman is coming on stage now. Get ready to focus the rays of that spotlight. Full strength into Batman's eyes. Ready? Now!
Abruptly, the spotlight comes on like a bursting flare. The dazzling bat-shaped light blinds Batman with its glow.
Oh, my eyes. I can't see.
Batman, are you all right?
That light. It was an accident, but I feel a little dizzy. But I mustn't let the audience see me.
From that moment, Robin first noted the Batman's strange behavior. And unable to discuss it with him, he waited. Until that fateful evening at the art museum when he witnessed the breakdown of Batman. Later, after the boy wonder helped the shattered Batman return home.
Dick, I must tell you the truth. I'm afraid of anything shaped like a bat.
What?
Yes. Someone has given me an artificial phobia.
A phobia? But how?
I think I know. Remember that accident with the spotlight at the charity ball? Well, it began right after that. That was no accident. There was something about that light, something that registered on my subconscious mind so that afterward, I would be afraid of anything bat-shaped.
Of course. That's why those crooks released a bunch of live bats. They knew in advance that you'd be frightened.
Exactly, and the worst part of it is, it's true. Dick, I can't seem to fight it. It looks like the end of my being Batman. Some evil genius of crime somewhere knows he can use bat scares against me whenever I try to stop him. And there's nothing I can do about it, Dick.
Then I'll handle it alone. As Robin, I can still take on my share of crime.
No, Dick, I can't let you go it alone. It's too dangerous. I'd never forgive myself if anything happened to you because of me.
But what are we going to do? Couldn't a psychiatrist or a hypnotist help you?
No, Dick, I can't take the chance of revealing my secret identity. We'll just have to sit back and let the police handle crime by themselves from now on.
The tragic realization of what had happened to his idol struck a blow of despair in the young crime fighter's heart. Unknown to Bruce, in the days that passed, Dick Grayson decided to investigate the strange matter of phobias. Secretly, he consulted a psychiatrist, hoping to find a way of helping the desolate Batman. But each day seemed to make him grow worse.
Look, Bruce, won't you at least try? Perhaps if you just tried wearing this Batman costume around the house...
No, Dick, take it away! I keep throwing a bat shadow on the wall. I can't stand it. You know better than to let me see anything shaped like a bat. Why do you torment me this way?
I'm sorry, Bruce. I didn't think it...
It's no use, Dick. Look, I know you're trying to help, but we've done nothing but argue these past few days. Why, I fly into a rage at a shadow or a picture in the paper. I can't even go into the Batcave anymore. Dick, maybe I'd better go away for a while where nobody knows me and I can't be reminded. What's that?
It's the Bat... the telephone to headquarters.
Don't answer it. I left instructions for it to be disconnected.
But we can't just let it ring, not answer it.
Dick, just forget about fighting crime. Forget the Batman and Robin. I know, Dick, it's tough to take. We've led our secret lives together for a long time. But now you'll just have to grow up like other boys, as plain Dick Grayson.
The heartbroken lad leaves his partner alone with his gloomy thoughts. And later, when Bruce Wayne is sleeping, Dick silently slips down to the Batcave, changing into his forbidden garb as the boy wonder, Robin.
I know Bruce gave orders for me not to do this, but he's not himself. I must become Robin again, even if it's for the last time.
Moving swiftly, the boy wonder starts the engine of the powerful Batmobile. He activates the remote radio control switch to open the hidden doors of the Batcave and speeds away. On a solo mission to the police commissioner's office.
Robin, where's Batman?
I've been trying to reach him for days.
Commissioner, there's something wrong with Batman.
I'll say there's something wrong. Look at these headlines. Crime boss flaunts challenge. Has Batman lost his nerve? I couldn't believe it myself. But since that jewel robbery at the museum, everyone is saying that Batman is afraid. Why hasn't he answered?
He's not afraid of those crooks, Commissioner.
Then where is he? Why is he afraid to show his face?
I can't tell you yet, Commissioner, but I've got a crazy idea. It's a long shot, a dangerous chance, but it might work.
For the last time, Robin, what are you talking about?
Just have faith, Commissioner. Give me a little more time. If my idea works, you'll know all about it. If not, well, don't worry. You'll never see either of us again.
What strange idea is Robin hoping to use? The next day, with the help of Alfred the butler, Robin mixes a light sleeping potion into Bruce Wayne's dinner drink. As he becomes drowsy and begins to doze off, Alfred and Robin carry Bruce Wayne's limp figure down to the Batcave. They tie him securely to a heavy chair, facing a motion picture screen. Then, making sure that Bruce cannot move, Robin awakens him.
Bruce. Bruce, wake up.
Where am I? No. The Batcave. I'm tied up. Dick, what are you doing?
Sorry, Bruce, but this is for your own good. I'm going to try to cure your phobia by showing you newsreel film clips from some of your past cases.
You mean I'll have to look at bat shapes? No, Dick, don't. Dick, please don't.
It's the only chance we've got, Bruce. It might work. I know this will be torture for you in your present condition, but I also know you're tough enough to take it. I have to, Bruce. I'm desperate. Douse the lights, Alfred. Now, look at this, Bruce. Remember how the bat plane saved your life when you jumped to it from a burning skyscraper?
No, I can't stand seeing bats. Dick, please don't make me look at any more. Dick, stop the projector.
Oh, gosh, Bruce, do you think I like hurting you this way? You, my best friend? You've got to look, Bruce. I must help you.
Dick, I... All right. All right, I'll try.
Now look at it. Here. Remember how the bat cape saved your life when you hung it over a signpost and tricked this killer into firing at it?
That bat shape. No, but I must look at it. I must.
And remember this? How the Batmobile speed saved you from the collapsing bridge? Do you remember, Bruce?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, good. You're beginning to relax now. Keep watching. This time, you used the batarang to knock out this gang leader.
Yes.
Bruce, you see how all these bat-shaped things helped you. You mustn't be afraid of bats. How can you be afraid of things that help you? You're doing fine now. Just keep watching.
As scene after scene flashes before him, with the almost hypnotic words of young Dick Grayson in his ears, Bruce Wayne gradually relaxes. But will the cure work? Will he be able to gain back his courage and fight as Batman again? Time is running out. Or at this very moment, in Professor Milo's laboratory...
Hey, boss, we don't need any more of this bat stuff for the job tonight, do we? You said Batman ain't gonna bother us no more.
We'll take no chances. Obviously, he's in hiding, afraid to show up. But I hope he does make one last appearance. We'll be ready for him. With this giant bat balloon, we'll frighten him completely out of his wits. We'll finish off the Batman forever.
That same night, as Milo and his gang are making off with a factory payroll...
Hey, Milo, look. Stop. Drop that bag. It's Robin and the Batman.
Good. Give me the compressed air cartridge for this bat balloon. We'll give the Batman his proper welcome.
Look out, Batman. He's got some sort of balloon.
It's shaped like a giant bat coming toward me.
How do you like our toy, Batman?
Look at him shaking in his boots.
Robin, throw your batarang into that balloon.
Right. Here goes.
Hey, he busted the balloon. Let's get out of here.
Milo, don't you know bats are my best friends? After them, Robin.
Take care of one of
you.
And I'll take care of you, chum.
Here's the payroll, Batman. The money's safe.
Yes, but Milo's getting away. Let's go.
Milo, you're all washed up.
Go back, Batman. See this in my hand? It's a bat. And you're afraid of bats, aren't you? Look at it.
Oh, it's lovely, Milo. Why don't you take a look at this?
Batman, your phobia.
Not anymore, Milo. I took the bat cure.
Oh, my head.
You're okay again, Batman. You're all better.
Thanks to you, Robin. I'll always be grateful for what you've done.
Oh, gosh. What are friends for if not to help each other? Where would I be without you?
Batman, you're back. What's this all about?
It's all over, Commissioner. You can take Professor Milo and his boys to jail where they belong.
But what happened to you? Where have you been?
We'll tell you all about it, Commissioner. But first, let's wrap up this package. The professor and his bat balloon.
Ah, the bat shape. Take it away.
Why, he seems to have some sort of phobia.
I'd say he's afraid of bats. Wouldn't you, Robin?